Chairs No Waiting, episode number 329. Who is Andy Taylor? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items. One of the things I know you'd love as an Andy Griffith Show fan is the Andy Griffith Show book by Ken Beck and Jim Clark. Great book full of Mayberry information. Go and check it out over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's episode, it's Mr. Weaver. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great, as always, to have you spend a little time with me right here in Mayberry. And I know you're going to enjoy this one. You know, last week, last episode, I said, you know, Mayberry fans know that Sheriff, or that Andy Taylor was called the Sheriff without a gun. Well, you know, that got me to thinking, how well do folks really know Andy Taylor? In all the episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting that I've done, I've never really given any type of introduction to the people of Mayberry and the people who live there. I kind of always just assume that everybody knows all the characters and everything about them and went from there. And here we are at episode number, 329. And I've never really even introduced you to all the characters that live in Mayberry, all the folks there. And I think it's time we get past that oversight is what I think. And so tonight we're going to be talking about Sheriff Taylor because he is the man of Mayberry. Now, this is always a confusing thing for a lot of people. Andy Griffith was the actor and Andy Taylor was the sheriff of Mayberry. Okay, so make sure we keep that straight. Now, I know the big fans, the ones who have enjoyed some of the as I always call it, kind of inside baseball information I've given out here on the podcast, I already know that. And they're going, oh, no, is it going to be that kind of episode? I hope not. I hope this will be an episode of the podcast that not only folks that are really interested into the details of the Andy Griffith Show, but folks who just enjoy the show, you're going to learn something about Sheriff Taylor. So I'm going to get us a little bit of background music going. Let's see. How about this one? Just a little in the background, so it's not just me talking. And we're going to go through an introduction to Sheriff Andy Taylor, which, as I said, was the man, Andy Griffith. All right, so let's get this started. All right. So his early life, Andy was raised by Aunt Bea Taylor. You may not know that. Beatrice Taylor, she raised Andy. He talked about that during the run of the show. Andy said she would squeeze him until he turned all kinds of colors. Andy had a son, Opie. We already know about that. So I'm not going to bore you with the real fiction, small details, but let's go. Andy Taylor lives in the town of Mayberry, North Carolina. Andy's a widower and the father of his young son, as I just mentioned, Opie. In the first time we ever met Andy, we learned that Andy had lost Opie's mother when Opie was just the least little speck of a baby. Andy's Aunt Bea, she acts as a live-in housekeeper and a surrogate mother to Opie. Andy goes fishing with his son and often spends evenings on the front porch strumming his guitar. He sometimes entertains overnight guests like Aunt Nora and Uncle Ollie, and often has friends in for Aunt Bea's fried chicken dinners. Andy's favorite pastime is fishing. He goes to movies every once in a while and to dinner at Morelli's with friends and enjoys picnicking over at Myers Lake. This is Andy, that's his night, what he does in the evenings. But his work life, we kind of already know about this. Andy is the sheriff of Mayberry, North Carolina, and he is also the Justice of the Peace. He has a deputy named Barney Fife, and later on we learn that he gets a new deputy named Warren Ferguson. When business is slow over at the courthouse, Andy can be found playing checkers with Barney, and sitting in front of the barbershop, talking with the folks that are sitting around and hanging out there at the barbershop and playing pranks on people, and even conducting personal errands. He occasionally leaves Mayberry to go to work-related conferences or functions over in Mount Pilot or Raleigh. As a sheriff, Andy is the chief law enforcement officer of the county of Mayberry. Yet most of his activity is in and around the town of Mayberry. There's no evidence in the show of a separate police force for the city. Both the town and the county are named Mayberry, so Andy is the chief law enforcement officer for both. He is the sheriff of Mayberry County and, of course, of the city as well. There's no other police we ever see. Those working conditions, plus his reliance on having only a single deputy, he doesn't have any kind of anybody else working for him, not a clerk or a jailer or anything. It indicates that the county's fairly small, both in size and population. However, we do learn that one time Andy and Barney were going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to head over to get an early start to head over to the Darlin's cabin, which is described as being up in the mountains. When they arrive, it's full daylight. So we could guess from that that Mayberry County is larger than originally thought, and with mountainous areas that are sparsely populated. Andy and Bonnie both work at the courthouse during the daytime hours and rotate shifts at night. The length of the night duties is never really talked about. We don't really know, but we do know that it appears that the only time either one of them ever spends all night at the courthouse is when there's a prisoner there in the courthouse, other than regular inmate Otis Campbell, who has his own key. There was a time when the sheriff, Andy Taylor, was off to Hollywood because some film producers were planning to have a fictionalized feature film about Andy and his sheriffing abilities, and the Taylors traveled to Hollywood to witness the filming. The movie, the premise of that movie was that Andy Taylor was the sheriff without a gun, going back to last week's podcast. However, there are episodes where Andy mentions as having been the sheriff for a long time, because in 1963, Andy talks about being the sheriff since at least 1952, because that was an occasion when he had to use his gun to wound a robber. In the first three seasons, there's episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, Manhunt, A Feud is a Feud, and Barney Gets His Man. And the second season episode, Aunt B, the Warden, when Andy actually wears his gun belt, as we talked about last week. And then, of course, the sixth episode, he fires the gun of Warren to disable a car. We talked about that last week as well. Andy did have an issued sidearm. It was a Colt official police revolver, but we rarely saw him carrying that weapon. He kept it unloaded on the top shelf of the cabinet there in his house. On rare occasions, when he needed a weapon fast, he would grab a rifle or a shotgun from the rack at the courthouse. Andy is active in his community. He serves on the town council. He sings in the civic choir, judges beauty contest, and acts as the Founders Day pageant, the judge for the Founders Day pageant. Under North Carolina law, I should let you know, this is a little tidbit for you, there's an error about Andy's community service, because under North Carolina law, an elective sheriff and a town council member, he couldn't do both. So maybe instead of him being actually on the town council, the sheriff was an honorary position on the town council. Let's go with that one. I like that better, don't you? He plays in the town band. He attends community functions like dances and participates in organizing high school reunions. He attends church and helps select the church's new organ and serves as on the church's finance committee. Andy told Opie that he was raised by Aunt B. Andy was raised by Aunt B, who had just come back, you know, when we first meet him there in the first episode, Aunt Bea was on her way back to Mayberry after being gone for 5 years, living in Morgantown, West Virginia. Being raised by Aunt Bea suggests that Andy was orphaned or something at an early age, though there's very little evidence offered on the Andy Griffith Show about Andy's childhood or his family. In one or two instances, old-timers remember Andy as a boy. Floyd does, as a matter of fact, because he used to sit still in the chair. Yeah. He seems to have close relatives in Mayberry, other than Aunt Bea and Opie. Other relatives include Aunt Bea's sister, Nora, as we talked about, Aunt Nora earlier, who pays a visit in one episode. In another, Andy tells Barney that Aunt Bea is heavily against alcohol due to her brother's trouble with the bottle. It's unclear whether this brother is meant to be Andy's father or one of Andy's uncles. Andy went to school in Mayberry and graduated from Mayberry Union High. Andy and Barney, they went out and found their old yearbook one time and looking at the pictures of the actual high school photographs. And now those photographs were actually Andy Griffith's and Don Knott's actual photographs from their yearbooks, just so you know. His first job was working at a movie theater. Andy mentions being in France during World War II. At the moment it's uttered, Andy is trying to outwit two mountain men intent on murdering each other, the Wakefields and McCoys. And it's possible that Andy is simply telling a white lie to befuddle the two feuders. However, if Andy did indeed see France, he couldn't have seen action on the battlefield because he graduated Mayberry Union High in late 1945. And the war in Europe was over in May 1945. He also mentions being in France during the war in the episode Ellie Comes to Town. He also talks about being in Africa and that he was a first sergeant. Just to make matters more confusing, in season 6, Return to Barney Fife, it's claimed that Barney is coming back to town for Andy and Barney's high school reunion, the class of 1948. So evidently, the producers of the show didn't create a very good timeline to stick by. Or they graduated over a 3-year period. We're not really quite sure. Back in 1960, Opie is 6 years old when the show first starts, when we first meet him. And thus his birth would have occurred in 1954. Andy may have married in 1952. The same year he apparently became sheriff. In an episode where Barney tries to find Andy a wife, Andy admits that he misses having a wife to come home to after work. If Andy's wife died the year Opie was born, they may have only been married a year or two, or maybe three. This could explain why Opie is an only child. So Andy is country smart and caring. He's a nurturing father. His laid-back approach to law enforcement made him an ideal sheriff for the town of Mayberry. And he had the finger on the pulse of the community. And Mayberry saw very little native crime, with the exception of moonshining. Out-of-town bank robbers, scam artists, vagrants, and other crooks frequently passed through the area to practice their evil deeds. But they were no match for the wise and wily Sheriff Andy Taylor. And he is known to have shot only one man in his position as sheriff, an armed robber, whom Andy reportedly shot in the leg, with the man being sent away to prison. This was a key event surrounding the episode High Noon in Mayberry, in which he returned to town, this man, years later to present Andy with a shotgun as a gesture of thanks for him capturing him and setting him on a life of success by forcing him to get away from crime. The sheriff badge worn by Andy and Barney are 6-pointed stars. The stars on their shoulder, however, have only 5 points. Andy liked to use reverse psychology on people, making them see the error of their ways. He would help transgressors go, or he would help them by enabling them to draw their own moral conclusions. So he talked to them until they came to their own conclusions that things were wrong. Andy had a keen eye for booby traps, and he often shielded Barney from both career and social landmines. Andy's pride in and love for his hometown is evidence in his work and in his home life. In the beginning of the show, when we first see him, he's got a kind of all shucks personality with a homespun humor. But they actually cover a wise and insightful outlook into people's lives and situations, sometimes catching those who misjudge his intelligence off guard. Barney is often depicted as having grandiose opinions of his ability as a law enforcement officer. Boy, isn't that true? Resulting in embarrassing situations, which Andy wisely cover without hurting Barney's already sensitive nature. Some famous quotes by Andy. Well, I'll be. You know, it's usually when he's surprised or something. You eat everything. You know that? Usually spoken to Barney. When Barney made some mistake. Now, Opie, he'd say to his son. Now, there's always been a mystery about Opie's ma, because she's only mentioned once and briefly during one episode of the Andy Griffith Show. It's in the second season. It's called Wedding Bells for Aunt Bee. Opie asked Andy if he had that special kind of love for his ma that leads to marriage. Andy answered that he did have that kind of love. When the series opens, you know, it's been several years since Andy lost Opie's mom. Andy mentions in the Danny Thomas show that he lost Opie's mom when Opie was just the least little speck of a boy. As we had mentioned earlier, Opie was 6 years old when the show opened, so he was born in 1954. And it's more than likely, based on Andy's testimony, that Opie's ma died at Opie's birth, or very shortly thereafter. Andy would have been about 27 or 8 years old when Opie was born. It's also mentioned numerous times during the series that Andy was a widower, implying that he indeed married Opie's mother, since that term is usually only used for men whose wives have died. Don't know why anybody would think he hadn't married his mother, but I always thought that. There are no souvenirs or mementos around Andy's house of Opie's mother. Apparently no family in Mayberry other than, nobody but Aunt Bee. His mother and daddy aren't there, so perhaps Aunt Bee did raise him. I always kind of thought Aunt Bee just was there to kind of help raise him. I didn't realize he only raised him. Andy had several love interests throughout the time we knew him, but his first romance relationship was with Ellie Walker, who was a newcomer to the town of Mayberry and helped work over at her uncle's drugstore. She disappeared without explanation to the viewers. Andy then he dated a few ladies, including two nurses, Mary Simpson. There were two Mary Simpsons that he dated, and Peggy McMillan. He dated her for a little while. On a number of occasions, Barney meddled in Andy's romantic life and tried to arrange dates for him, which inevitably turned into some kind of an ill-suited or embarrassing mismatch. One of those attempted arranged dates was with the odd and socially inept Lydia Crosswaith. Eventually, he had a long-term love interest, a school teacher, Helen Crump. She made her first appearance in the third season of The Andy Griffith Show and remained Andy's love interest throughout the rest of the series. The two eventually married on the very first episode of Mayberry RFD in 1968. The newlywed Taylors remained in Mayberry to be featured on several episodes of the spinoff series Mayberry RFD. Their departure and Opie's is explained during the second season when Howard Sprague reads a letter about the family's relocation. Andy and Helen returned to Mayberry RFD for their son Andrew Jackson Taylor's christening in a 1969 episode, in which it was explained that Andy was now an agent for the State Bureau of Investigation. In 1986, Andy and Helen returned, for the made-to-TV movie, Return to Mayberry. The movie explained that Andy was retired as a postal inspector from Cleveland and was returning home to see Opie into fatherhood and to seek the office of sheriff again. Andrew Jackson Taylor was never seen or mentioned. So, I believe that's about it, I think. Let me see if I got anything else here. Mentioned his romances. Now, I don't think I ever said his whole name. His full name is Andrew Jackson Taylor. Now, this is different than Andy Griffith, whose real name is Andy. It is not Andrew. It is Andy. All right. So, folks, that is just a little about the Sheriff of Mayberry. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you have a little bit more information about Andy than you might have had before, or it refreshed your memory on some of the things. Like, I had never really thought about how old Opie was when the show began, and about how what year that would have made him having been born. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. A lot of this information can be found out on the internet. So this is nothing new. I didn't go out and reinvent the wheel here. But you can head over. There'll be links in the show notes for the Wikipedia article where most of this information came from. And you'll be able to go and check that out and refresh your memory or add to the information there on the Wikipedia article about Andy Taylor, our sheriff of Mayberry. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you enjoy here on the podcast. We're going to be doing a few more things like this that are for more casual viewers of the Andy Griffith Show, so they too can enjoy this podcast, because I believe sometimes I get into such details that a normal person who likes the Andy Griffith Show listens to the podcast and goes, I thought I liked the Andy Griffith Show, but I guess I didn't. So folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Several people have called me recently, and I want to thank you for that. We'll be playing some of those calls on future episodes, so give me a call. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there. Folks, it's been a great week here in Mayberry. A lot of fun things going on. This coming week, we're going to be in Indiana. So if you're up there, be sure to drop by and sell Floyd High. If you're not available at that point, look on the event calendar at imayberry.com and find out when an event's going to be in your area. I'd love to see you. All right, folks, until next time, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs No Waiting.